Hey everyone, it's Jake here. Before the podcast, I just want to let you guys know that some big stuff is happening. Big, it's relative. We are moving the podcast to its own podcast feed. So that what that means is right now, the podcast feed is called Super Pineapple Podcasts. And instead of it being on there with the Post-Hardcore More and the Stumbling Ogre, it's going to be on its own separate feed called Lads Movie Night. And you can look up Lads Movie Night now and watch the same episode on that feed if you just want to go over there and check it out. I think you should be able to do that. If you're not, you will be in a few days or maybe next week. But I just want to put this episode on it to prep it to get ready for next week when we're officially moving. And that next week's episode will not be coming out on this feed next week. I'm talking specifically about like Spotify. I don't know about the other apps. It will have its own feed on the other apps, but I'm not as familiar with those ones. So I just want to tell you guys that. This way, new people will be able to find our podcast and it'll be easier to look at older episodes. They won't have to dig through three or more podcasts worth of episodes to find it. And the same thing's going to be happening with Stumbling Ogre. It's going to be getting its own whatchamacallit feed. So the feed you're on right now, Super Pineapple Podcasts, will be going back and it's going to be Post-Hardcore and More only soon. So I will of course upload a new mini podcast kind of like this intro, just letting people know that, but when that happens next week. But yeah, I just want to tell you guys first so you can maybe go check that out and, you know, get ahead of it. But yeah, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening, you're helping make us happy. Make me happy, because I just love making podcasts and couldn't do it without you. I actually could, because, you know, I don't really make any money from it, but you get what I mean. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lads Movie Night, the podcast where friends talk about new movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually a bunch of other shit. Today, we're talking about The Spiral. Shut the fuck up. Today, we're talking about Spiral, the ninth installment. Spiral
the Dragon.
The ninth installment in the Saw series of films, though it is more of an offshoot than previous entries. You're all bastards. I want you to know
how that. Do you do that thing?
Yep. The what?
The what's your bubble.
Oh, the.
Yeah.
That might sound cool in there.
All right. I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, I'm Jake.
Kenneth. Is that a question?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I'm also Crouton LaRue, if you remember correctly.
What was my name?
I don't. Shrek Lasagna.
Not even close.
Jackson Merrill. That's me.
Oh yeah,
you don't even watch your own episodes.
I do. I watch them like the day they come out.
I know you don't edit them.
It's been eight weeks of episodes.
Those dudes that like makes music and blasts your own music in your own car.
Always, yeah. I don't listen to any other podcast but my own. That's why I'm always making them.
Honestly, I did listen to your Stumbling Ogre twice. The whole episode.
Really, twice?
Yeah.
Fuck. I got about 20 minutes in.
Really? It was actually pretty funny.
I'll have to listen to Jake.
Flippendo.
And then he just disappeared. He pulled a Clay on us.
Yeah, he really did. He just... Michael. Rest in peace, maybe.
Maybe the Jigsaw Killer like got him.
Could have been.
Could have been. Or not the Jigsaw Killer, as we see in this movie.
The imposter.
Spoilers, by the way.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, before we start spiraling out here, let's get back to
the question. Yeah. You are Jackson. We need to say that.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
Will you acknowledge my reference?
What's your reference?
I said before we spiral out here, let's get back.
That's not a reference. That's just you saying.
That's what the fucking title of the movie
well,
is.
Yeah. Do you want me to say, wow, good joke?
Yeah. Good joke. I would like some acknowledgement.
Good joke.
Because I never got it growing up.
you and me both, buddy. What do you want from me?
You can't see right now. I'm giving them a thumbs up.
If you had to create a puppet mascot for your evil serial killer identity, what would its name be? Mine would be Poppy McChoppy.
Mine would be Bongle Topper.
Bongle Topper, that's a classic. You're really the backbone of this show, Ken.
Well, I started to say something and it was not going to turn out well.
Well, just don't be like how you are. Have you tried that?
We'll just skip your turn then. How about that?
Skip you. It's not like a go around forever. This isn't the whole show.
Jack the Kickbox.
Good job.
Thanks. Just the Kickbox.
Yeah. How about we read that synopsis?
All right.
Bruce the
Football.
Yep.
All right. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. Working in the shadows of his father, Detective Ezekiel Zeke Banks and his rookie partner take charge of an investigation into Grimsey murders that are eerily reminiscent of the city's gruesome past. Unwittingly entrapped in a deep mystery, Zeke finds himself at the center of the killer's morbid game. Reminiscent almost got me, but it didn't.
That's an easy word, so got I don't
by,
not.
Got by that one.
So, I think I might be the only one here that's seen every Saw movie and enjoyed them.
a little bit of backstory. I'd never watched. So my stepdad has this giant DVD collection, like probably 200 DVDs.
Yeah, you tried to get me to buy some.
Because I thought you might like it. For a while, you collected DVDs.
I collected Blu-rays and 4Ks.
Which I can get off on a whole other tangent about. But anyway, so he had this whole bunch of shit. And so like he had all these Saw movies. So I was in like sixth grade. I was a bit of a bitch, but like I sat down and I started like watching one or two of them and like they scared the fuck out of me. But for some reason I wanted to keep going. Yeah. So I watched like the first couple of Saw movies, I guess. I don't know how many there were like when we were in middle school, but there's at least a handful of them.
Yeah.
Watched them all. They scared the fuck out of me. Like I vividly remember like being terrified to like go into the dark or like leave my room. Granted, I was like 13 years old at this point, but still they scared the shit out of me. And then I guess when I got older, I was like, I'm not going to watch these anymore. But here I am today.
Change man.
So all the way up to Saw 3D, I had seen, haven't seen Saw 3D or the other ones.
Do you have any fascinating Saw history, Jackson?
I remember like when they came out in theaters, I saw like, promotionals everywhere when Saw 2 came out.
Yeah.
Watching them, I've only seen the first three.
Saw 2 and 3 were probably the biggest ones.
Were they?
Yeah.
I remember my brother was like really into Saw. Like he was like 18.
Yeah.
How old is Saw? Like mid-2000s?
Early 2000s, I want to say.
2004?
2003.
I'm looking this up. I want to say like my brother's like 17 when it came out, so you know.
Look up the timeline of the Saw movies. I'm just kind of interested to see when they all came out.
So Saw is an interesting franchise because it's so long
running. Same year as Shark Tale.
Really?
Yeah. Same year as Shark Tale.
We'll sneak that in.
Oh, same year as Shrek 2, too.
Was Shark Tale not 2005?
I don't fucking know.
I think it's 2005.
Shark Tale.
This is duck, very
2004.
Damn.
Yeah.
What an awful year.
Why do I even challenge his
Shark Tale knowledge?
Yeah.
So 2004, an OP year. Anyways, continue.
People are lining up to get Halo 2 and watching Shark Tale
and Shrek 2.
Yeah,
that's disappointed.
Too.
Saw.
And
so James Wan, the director, and Leigh Whannell are kind of the powerhouses that brought Saw together. They did this really cool short film, you know, very similar to the first Saw movie. I think it might even be canon to the Saw universe, but I don't know. And Saw 1 is a pretty simple movie. Two guys trapped in a bathroom, and then it's like wrapped around this whole detective story, and you see a bunch of other people in those traps and shit. It gets progressively crazier, and once you're at Saw 7, Saw 3D, as it's called, great naming scheme, awful movie, maybe the worst Saw, I hate that one so much, they kind of stop, because they stop making money, they stop being worth it, they kind of killed it with the 3D, I think, or it was either going to die, no matter what, I guess. They brought it back in 2017 with Jigsaw, and They did nothing to fix the story whatsoever. They made it more convoluted, if anything, because Jigsaw, the main villain of the series,
died like five movies ago.
He died in
three.
Yes. Technically three and four, because they happened simultaneously. Huh. But yeah, he died a long time ago. And basically, it's just been the twist every time has been, actually, I've been working for Jigsaw the whole time. I've been his acolyte. He saved me.
That was one thing that I remember from like watching a lot of the other ones. So it kind of gets passed down, right, through different people.
Yeah, basically, it's people that survive his tests without crazy injuries, and they become his acolytes. Jigsaw was exactly the same. Acolyte?
Yeah.
Acolytes.
Hey, so you're saying the last name of that one Ghostbuster actor.
What?
Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd?
Yeah.
You look like a fucking Altoid.
Altoid.
Yeah. Sorry, the mic's hard. It's getting to me. Where was I?
No school tomorrow.
Yeah. No more pizza deliveries for the rest of the summer.
Kennesaw from pizza deliveries.
Anyways, back to what you're saying. So the movie's wrapped up and through.
Yeah. So
catch me up to date. It's all 3D. What was the difference? So like at what point did it cross over from that main, what's his name, to like where it's just the successors? Is that Saw 3-4?
Yeah, 3-4.
Somewhere in there.
Basically 3 and 4, because he dies, I want to say at the beginning of 3, but I could be wrong.
Very end.
Very end. Okay.
So he was on like the hospital bed. He's like the lady had a gun. And she's like, don't kill me. And then he shoots her. But like when he dies, like the other people die as well, because like if his heart rate goes to zero,
they die.
Yeah.
So this movie then, that guy had no connection to Jigsaw at all, right?
No.
He's seen everything that he'd done in the past, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to repeat that because of a previous event that had happened in my life. Mm-hmm.
He was an imposter. Okay.
Imposter.
He wasn't. That's kind of sussy.
It's a little sus.
Let's talk about Spiral now. Yeah, Spiral is called, the whole title, I think they might have changed it, is Spiral from the Book of Saw. So that was kind of like mysterious when we first found out about that, us being the Saw fans of the world.
Bro, why did they use that Dreamcast logo everywhere? Like,
yeah. Well, I think about the Japanese manga Spiral whenever I see it. Great story, by the way. But yeah, so the Saws and Saw used to have little spirals on them, I guess, and that's the whole thing. They didn't really explain it. He was like, the spiral means the beginning of a new era or some stupid ass shit like that.
I thought it meant loop-de-loop. You take the loop-de-loop-de-pull.
Yeah, it's not as cool when there's no saws involved. Yeah, there weren't any saws involved now that I think about it.
Well, except for the one little cameo at the end when he was like, oh, he, remember him when his thing was fucking wrist, he was handcuffed.
I was like rolling my eyes at that part.
What if he just fucking went for it?
Well, then it'd be stupid. But
it's like, who would do that? Like, first instinct of getting a saw in your chain handcuffs. Well, I better saw off my arm. Like, or I can just saw off the chain.
Well, realistically, Chris Rock's character would know what he'd be dealing with, because that's one of Jigsaw's traps. They knew about that.
Do you want to backtrack into some of the plot, the general plot of the movie?
Yeah, let's talk about. No,
so this
I actually don't.
It sounds like an SNL skit. Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock are in the song.
Yeah, it's Samuel L. Jackson. It's like Chris Rock's father.
Was it Scary Movie that had like Shaquille O'Neal and Dr. Phil in Saw?
Yeah, it was. I watched that recently.
you two can either agree or not. Did it not seem like in the first couple bits of the movie that, what was Chris Rock's? What was his character?
Zeke.
Did it not seem like Zeke's father was dead?
Mm.
I thought they made it out to seem like his dad died in the police force.
Well, no. I knew that Samuel Jackson was in it, so I'd
I figured they might have made it seem
like
they,
that.
Because they at one point were like talking about his dad, and he was like, it's been 12 years, like don't bring it up, yada, yada. And then they showed the picture of his dad, and his partner was like, I did this because of your dad. So I thought his dad like died in the force of some sort. So when they first got to his apartment And his dad's like, what are you doing here, motherfucker? I thought it was a ghost at first.
Yeah.
And he was like, who owns this building? I didn't know what was going on there.
Yeah. That makes sense. I guess that's what they were trying to do.
But I guess brief synopsis of it, obviously. I mean, we read that one. So Zeke, the main character, works in the police force. His dad was the chief. Zeke has been, I guess, attacked throughout the years by other cops because
he wasn't attacked.
He's been targeted slightly because he snitched on it. What did he even say?
They just turned their backs on him.
Yeah, he just told the truth because there was another cop that had been dirty throughout the process. Yeah.
Dirty is a small... He shot an innocent dude.
Yeah.
For no reason. They are talking about this Section 8 thing. That's probably a real law. That's probably goes into real life. I've never heard of it. Maybe I'll do some reading.
Section 8?
Article 8, sorry.
Section 8
movie with the alien.
I would guess it would have to do with something.
Super 8.
No, Section 8.
Section? No, you're talking about Super 8 with the train?
No, Section 8 with the alien.
Super 8 motel?
No.
Super D?
Bad boy.
No. But anyways, I would have to guess.
Excuse me.
Maybe the Section 8 has to do with like the officer's ability to determine whether a situation is hostile or not, or taking matters into their own hands. Cause that seemed to be what a lot of those things were. Like when that one cop just shot the guy in this car,
yeah,
he shot him in the apartment
because he gave him the finger.
Like, yeah. Which is fucked up.
They're just being crooked. They just have too much power is the idea.
And again, they didn't specify, this is all speculation. They didn't specify what the article section, whatever it was called, 8 was, but that would kind of be my guess.
So I'm invested in the Saw franchise. So I guess I kind of looked into it a little bit before we watched it, more than I normally do anyway. And Chris Rock was very involved with this production. He wanted to be in a horror film, but he also wanted to bring some comedy to it. Kind of, you know, just think Get Out or something like that. It's scary, but it also has funny bits. That's kind of what he wanted to do, I guess. And so he got invested in Saw. And that's kind of what led to this soft reboot. It's still in the continuity. They didn't erase anything. There's pictures of Tobin Bell, a.k.a. Jigsaw, in the movie. He doesn't orchestrate anything. It's a new killer with a very weak motivation.
Yeah.
Like the weakest they could have possibly come up with. And that's that's the same problem Jigsaw had. So I'm not gonna lie, I was disappointed by this movie because reading the production, it sounded like they really wanted to take it in a better direction. They wanted to improve it. And in some ways they did. I cared a lot more about Chris Rock's character, at least midway through the movie, more than I ever cared about.
Doing good.
More than I ever cared about any other character in Saw. I couldn't name a single other character, but I think I'll remember Zeke for at least a few years.
I feel like they tried to make him pretty personal, too. Like, he tried to do the right... I mean, it's
Chris Rock, man.
Yeah. But and also, in the movie, like, he tried to do the right thing, and then, like, it comes to find out all along that ends up, like, screwing him over. Like, his dad was actually part of the person orchestrating the things that he was trying to fix. So he kind of came to that moral, like...
Yeah.
What am I trying to think?
Dilemma.
Like a fork in the road. Like, he didn't know what to do there.
It's just...
And again, I haven't been as caught up, but like all the memorable things like with Saw that I remember, like I remember obviously the first movie how they're stuck in that situation, which was the one where they had like four or five and they were stuck in that house.
It's two.
I wish it would have been a situation like that. Like, I know they had to tell a story, they gotta have a bad guy, yada yada. But like I really like at least those were the big things out of those, like where they put them in like one ultimate situation.
Have you ever seen Cube?
Yeah, I have seen Cube.
Isn't that like the same movie as Saw 2?
It's similar. I think Cube is probably better.
Hold on, what was Cube?
Cube is where they're stuck in this cube shifting like area where like...
Did we all watch?
No.
No, not together.
It's basically like...
Does it go to different like areas? Like one that's like cold as shit in one area?
That sounds right.
What? No. God, what was... We all watched it together. It was like an escape room. We all watched that one together.
When? I watched Cube with Claudia.
But it wasn't called Cube. All these people, they all like won a prize or something. So they all went and they were...
Is it an island?
No, it was basically like a giant escape room. But it ended up, we all fucking watched it together, I swear.
Where? When?
At the movie theater. We would have not...
For a lad's movie night?
Yeah, hold on. You all keep talking.
Yeah.
Was it Peanut Butter Falcon?
What do you think about the movie, Jackson?
I haven't really heard your take. Honestly, I liked it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't really care too much about Saw movies. I mean, I've only watched the first three.
It's literally called Escape Room. Six adventurous strangers travel to a mysterious building to experience the escape room, a game where players compete to solve a series of puzzles to win $10,000.
That came out in 2017. We weren't doing Lads Movie Night.
It came out in 2019.
2019? Well, still.
Yes.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I swear we had.
Don't.
I'm not going to play the whole thing.
I don't want to hear. I know. I know the movie. I saw 100 trailers for it. I was working out of the movie theater.
We watched this together.
No, we didn't. Kenneth, I'm telling you.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes,
we did. It's the fucking Clue game.
Yes, where they have this cube. It's this.
It's basically like hide and seek. Remember?
Yes. And remember, they're all.
Oh, no. There's another movie. It's like the hide and seek game. Remember?
But they're all in this fucking room together.
I didn't watch this.
No. It ended up with like.
Yes, you did.
No. She ended up like burning the entire house.
Yes, that's what happened.
That's not that movie, but it's a different movie.
Remember, there's all these different scenes and scenarios. Remember, he ends up freezing himself to death.
No, Jay.
We all watched this movie.
I know what you're talking about. It's like this. They had like this hide and seek game where like some one person like hides and like they're going out to kill them. And like one part, the seeker is trying to kill them. And
what the fuck? I don't remember any of these movies. They're either so unremarkable that they're literally not in my memory.
We'll finish this discussion later. We have all watched the movies.
I've never seen it.
All right. Anyways, continue on. Onward and forward.
Holy shit.
We haven't got that.
We're all drinking. Is this why this is happening?
It's Ready or Not. That's the movie.
Ready or Not. I've seen that.
That's the movie that we saw together.
I like Ready or Not.
Maybe. Then who the hell? I didn't watch that movie by myself.
Oh, well, I'm sure you didn't. You have a ton of other friends.
Yes, but I don't watch movies with anyone except. I don't know. Anyways.
Fuck. Well, you were talking, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really have that much expectation. I guess I had a little bit more than like Mortal Kombat. Because like I can't really recall a single good or decent Mortal Kombat movie. I guess some people thought the first one that came out like...
It's kind of like a cult classic.
Yeah, I mean, some people liked I thought it was kind of eh.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I thought there was going to be more, because like I said, the big thing that always like, not turned me off of Saw, but I was always kind of like freaked me out, was all the like god-awful, like, don't even want to imagine myself in those situations.
Yeah, torture
like,
porn.
I feel like the tongue part, I would have fucking jumped off immediately, because it would have been my own weight that... bit my tongue off. Like the fingers, yeah, that fucking sucks. One of the worst ones that like I remember was when this guy had while he was out, they put a key behind his eyeball and he had to dig his own eye out to get the key.
Yeah.
Like that shit freaks me out. The tongue one, I'd have been like, fuck it. I'd have just dropped. It would have ripped out. I would have had to do nothing. But if it would have been like, you know, you have to slice your own tongue out. Like that I'd have been like, oh God, I can't do that. Just kill me.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like
that's kind of what happened to the commissioner.
Yeah.
She had to paralyze herself, but she couldn't do it.
Yeah. Now that I could not have done. But I felt like there was only four of those scenes, right?
It was
the tongue, the fingers, the commissioner, and the dad.
I read that they were kind of trying to, they didn't say outright, but they were kind of trying to distance themselves from the torture porn.
That's
the draw of the Saw, though.
Yes,
that's why you watch Saw.
Like how you all are pissed about Mortal Kombat not having more of like.
The thing is, like they took out the violence and replaced it with nothing. Whereas
they replaced it with story and characters.
Story to suspense.
But I wish that it the way they left it off, like it's where they could have another one.
Okay, the ending of this movie is absurd. I agree, and we can talk about that in a second, but we have a second question, and it's very important.
Oh, fuck, I'm going to lose.
Question is, who farted?
We're going to talk about the ending after this question.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
That's for Claudia.
Shut the fuck up. Do you?
Yes.
Do you think you could ride a horse?
Could I ride a... What?
Have you ever ridden a horse?
No.
Do you think you could?
I could, maybe. Would I want to? Not really.
I don't know if I could.
Those motherfuckers.
Sorry. Oh no, they take shits the size of like my head.
If they buck you off and kick you in the face, you're dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a saw trap in itself once you
think about it. I feel like I could if I had like 10 minutes of training.
Jake, I have a game for you.
Okay.
You have 2 minutes until this horse bucks you in the nuts.
Bucks you in the nuts.
Basically for busting my balls all these years. All you have to do is say sorry, and I will not have the horse buck you in the nuts. You have 2 minutes. Go.
I think I'm taking the nut shot. I'm never saying sorry.
Fuck you, then. You want Jake? Fuck you.
Again?
Bring out the horse.
Bring out the horse.
Horse here.
Bring out the dancing lobsters.
All right. So I want to talk about the presentation of the saw traps. I did read that they changed the puppet, which they did. Billy the puppet, the white face guy with the hair.
The pig one?
With the spirals on his cheeks.
I like the OG one.
Yeah, he wasn't in it, and there was a different puppet, a pig. This killer is very anti-cops. He only goes after cops, unlike Jigsaw, who didn't go after cops,
He went after, like, bad people. Or,
yeah, quote-unquote. But cops are also some of the worst people.
These cops.
But this guy has a beef with cops because of a previous thing where Ezekiel's partner shot and killed his dad. Whatever. It's the most basic revenge you could think of, but, you know.
But, like, the thing is, like, you know, he, like, looked at him as a child, like, while he saw his dad being murdered, he just went, shh.
Yeah.
Basically saying, like, hey, don't tell anybody.
I think he was saying, shh, like don't make scream. Yourself known, because that guy's going to kill you, too. Like, he was trying to look out for him. And that's why, at the end of the movie, it's, like, so telegraphed that Zeke's partner was the Jigsaw kind of killer the whole time.
I kind of thought, I was like, could that be at midway through?
Well, here's how you know. Here's how you always know. They don't show the trap that killed him.
That was very true.
Yeah, and this is the way to tell every time that there's going to be a twist where someone you thought was killed is actually alive, because they don't actually show it, because they can't really think of a way to trick you.
That's fair.
And, like, I guess the one thing I can criticize this movie is, like, those flashbacks that they do, you know, throughout the movie.
Yeah.
I remember what happened. You don't need to remind me.
That's kind of a staple of Saw films, though, is flashbacks. Playing with time is, like, one of the underrated aspects of Saw. Like, Saw 2 is brilliant because all the traps, like the house you were talking about, has happened already by the time the detectives are looking into everything. And they're trying to figure out what's happening. And by the time they get to the house to save the people, they've been dead for hours.
Days,
hours.
Years, months, weeks, seconds.
So that's one of the coolest twists I think I've ever seen in a horror film. It's just that playing with time.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Would you rather have a guinea pig-sized rhinoceros or a rhinoceros-sized guinea pig?
Oh, hell no. I think guinea pigs are ugly as shit.
So guinea pig-sized rhinoceros.
I'd rather have the rhinoceros-sized guinea pig.
I agree. You know why?
Why?
You can ride those fuckers. Who's going to fuck with you with a giant guinea pig while you're riding that shit? Sir Carnal White, that shit, that motherfucker, you're going to shit all over it.
How are Hubert and Gerald?
Eddie. Hubert and Eddie.
Gerald was
a Lads fish. Movie Night official guinea pigs. Gerald. Gerald. God damn it. You got to say Gerald. Did you get Gerald?
That's what his name was.
I thought his name was Jerry.
It might have been.
What? You said on the group chat.
The official fish of the podcast has passed recently.
I remember looking at the group chat, and the three messages there was, Bitcoin went up. The next message was, you say, Jerry died. Rest in peace, Jerry. And then Dave replied, black man, fat black man dancing. Like a video of that. I was like, what is this?
Chaos. Utter chaos.
You got to be in the group chat to know.
He is in the group chat.
No, all the audience.
Yeah, if you don't have friends, fuck you. You
fucking idiot. This is a friendship simulator podcast.
I love you.
We love you.
Please, please don't log off.
Please like and support. And rate us 5 stars on the Google Play Store.
Give us $50 if you want a picture with us.
I actually don't know if you can rate us 5 stars on anything.
This is my city now.
But you can just watch our show and enjoy it.
My city.
What would you, if you were in New York City for a week, what would you do?
I would find Joshua.
I'd beat the fuck out of him. Was he like 16?
No, he's graduating high school soon.
Yeah, I'd beat the fuck out of him.
All right, explain who this is. You can't just say New York. Just explain it right now.
Anyways, if anyone's on TikTok, World of T-Shirts, Joshua, you know who he is. He's the king of New York City.
I don't know him. I'm not a Zoomer.
He has 2 million TikTok followers. He's recently turned to the dark side. He now charges fans $50 for pictures and videos.
He's just a guy that walks around and does weird stuff in New York.
So Curly Daddy 101 is coming to take him down.
Okay.
That's the TikTok drama. Welcome to Shade Room. So, all right, anyways.
When I was in New York City for a month, I had a euro almost every single day.
During the New York City trip, tell me your wallet story when you folded up the cardboard in your bag.
Oh, yeah. The shady parts of New York City, I did a test because, tourists, they're just prey. You can obviously spot a tourist like by looking at them. Like the people that are like going fucking bananas in Times Square and like trying to like get attention. Those are tourists. That's prey. So I think it was around Times Square. I just did a thing. I got a piece of cardboard. I folded it in half to make it look like a wallet. Put it in my back pocket. Went across the way and I went to like Bubba Gump.
Shrimp Gump.
Yeah.
Shrimp Company.
I went inside and I checked my
cum. Shrimp
Company. It's Forrest Gump's restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's a gift shop.
It was a restaurant as well.
Oh, was? Okay. I went to the gift shop. I went across there. I checked my back pocket. That motherfucker was gone. It's like somebody tried to nick me my wallet. That was a decoy.
You know what?
Tricked.
You know what else happened on this New York trip, Jake?
You had fucking the shits and it reeked to the bus.
One of our classmates bought shady... No. Ray-Bans in the McDonald's bathroom.
That did happen. But also, you ever heard about the rooming situation in New York?
I'm aware.
What happened?
Me and Jackson have been best friends since 6th grade.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Guess what happened when we got to
each other's dicks. I don't know.
Jackson decided to write down 4 other people's names for his room.
No, okay.
He didn't include my name at all.
No, here's the thing. Here's
the randos that didn't get a fucking
You didn't
room.
Get randos. You got other friends.
You fucking chose Dustin and fucking what's his...
Who is Dustin?
I had RJ, I had Dylan, and you had
fucking... What was his name?
Chris.
McIntyre. No, that was
8th grade.
I'm thinking about 8th grade when you fucked me over again, too. 8th grade trip to Philadelphia.
You asked me after. They asked me before then, and I wrote my name. 8th
grade trip to Philadelphia.
Here's
Jackson
what happened.
Didn't put me down.
Shut the fuck up.
New York, he didn't put me down.
Please no, stop. No, they asked me first, so I put my name down. And then afterwards, I already put my name down.
How many of them do you talk to now? None of them, buddy.
None of them.
I stuck around.
Would the 8th grade trip have been better with you? Yes. Doesn't mean like I don't regret it. They just asked me first, and I put my goddamn name in. God motherfucking damn.
All right, back to the show.
Look at that audio. It's just a block. It's just a Minecraft block.
Back to my original thing. Would you go eat a pizza every day when you're in New York City?
Fuck yeah. I basically eat a pizza every day as it stands.
They got dollar slices.
Dollar slices, boy.
They did have dollar slices.
Fuck yeah.
They were pretty good, too.
They're now
me and the rats
50.
In the gutter just eating pizza, you know what I mean?
But yeah, there's like carts every fucking corner of like euros and other bullshit.
All right. Should we move on to the fun fact?
Yeah, Jackson, go ahead and hit this fun fact.
We really got off track. I just realized.
We really did.
But I feel like it's flowed nicely.
Yeah.
So the original Saw was directed by James Wan and written by Leigh Whannell. Both directors and writer went on to make many more horror movies. Many of these movies included graffiti of the iconic Billy the Puppet character hidden somewhere in the background. Some of these movies include Death Sentence,
upgrade in the Invisible Man.
Oh,
was that the newest Invisible Man?
Yep.
Nice.
So same. Lei Whannell directed it.
What?
Lei Whannell wrote Saw.
Yeah.
And then he went on to direct Upgrade and The Invisible Man, which is a favorite of Upgrade's a great movie. Invisible Man, is a favorite of the podcast, I'd say.
Was it? I like the original one more.
The original one. Me and Jackson just went on a tear of watching like 50s horror movie.
Oh, earlier than that.
Yeah, 30s. Universal Monsters.
Like original. 1930s, 40s.
And the Invisible Man is the dumbest fucking movie.
I mean, during that time, that was pretty like...
Yeah, it was pretty cool, I guess, for the time. But watching it now, it's like he becomes invisible and then he just rides a bike through town and fucks shit up. No, he's invisible.
Did he ride a bike?
He's just a dickhead the whole time. He's like evil for
no reason.
He
just want to be left alone and people wouldn't leave him alone.
No, he just runs into town and is an asshole.
He went to like the inn when there was a snowstorm and he said like, hey, just leave me alone, okay? And people invaded his privacy. It's like, fuck you. I'm gonna kill all of you. It was kind of stupid. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a... I like the newer one better, I'll say that much. I like the weird suit. I think I watched that movie twice.
The Venom Spider-Man suit.
Venom Spider-Man? What the fuck does that mean?
The suit from the Invisible Man that they had. It was like Venom. Yeah.
It didn't look like Venom. It didn't have a mouth or anything. It was just like cameras all over.
It was like Slender Man.
Yeah, kind of. Slender.
Oh, we didn't watch Slender.
Thank God.
I really want
to. I'm going to bet up HBO Max. I'll check it out.
I think that movie like was partially that? Bases off the like little girl that stabbed her friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they get paid for that?
Don't think so.
Damn.
Kind of
imagine committing a crime and then
not
Hollywood just makes a movie.
I thought you meant the little girl that got stabbed. They didn't pay.
I would say, yeah, I think she deserves more money than the person that actually stabbed her.
Luckily, she lived. She crawled her way to the highway.
I didn't know that. I thought she died.
Nope. She survived. And that's how they found out who tried to kill her.
She crawled through the highway?
Yeah, crawled all the way to the highway.
I don't know the lore. I don't know the story behind this.
Life is a highway.
Life is cars one. I don't want to see anymore.
Zeke Banks. Zeke? Right. Spiral.
Okay.
Should we draw on my question?
No, about Zeke.
Yeah.
I think Chris Rock did a good performance.
I did.
Every time I heard his like voice when he's like shrieking, I just think, yeah, he's doing a comedic bit.
Yeah. I think the zebra from Madagascar.
Motherfucker!
He didn't say that.
No, he did say that.
Not the zebra didn't.
Oh no.
Madagascar. They do that thing.
Marty, you gotta suck my nuts. You gotta
Alex the lion. The fucking giraffe.
Oh, fuck, I'm disappearing. Marty, you gotta stroke my cock.
What was the hippo's name? Gloria.
Gloria.
Oh, big. Oh, God, what was that?
I like them big.
No,
I like them chunky.
Oh, God.
Big chungus.
The second one was like, moto.
Yeah.
I like them big.
Holy fuck. Okay. Let's talk about the end of Spiral.
Yeah.
Because this is their big twist. They played Zep's theme, which is that classic theme you know from Saw, where whenever the twist is
every
happening.
Every time I hear Zep's theme, I just think of like that animation from YouTube of... SpongeBob versus Saw. The shit of the drawn one.
And the one I did.
The one that you did?
I did a bunch. I showed you a bunch of shitty SpongeBob things I did.
Wait, you drew that? You made that?
SB Adventures.
Oh, no. I'm talking about like, hang on.
Maybe
it's
I was
like,
inspired
it's
by that. I remember a SpongeBob Saw.
It was like these terribly drawn like SpongeBob characters. Or they were in Saw, and like, and also there was like one where like SpongeBob robs a bank.
Now that you say that, I feel like I watched those and then copied them, and that's how my videos.
Yeah, you talk about in your podcast like you just copying other people's videos.
Yeah, I mean we were kids. What do you want from me?
Which I mean, my videos when I made it as a kid, Yeah, this one.
That's why I made the videos. Holy fuck. Oh my God. We're really learning stuff about
live ourselves. Live or die. It's your choice.
How many views? 1 million.
This is obviously done by like a 10-year-old by the spelling and drawings.
Holy fucking shit.
But yeah, SpongeBob robs a bank 10 million.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that at the end of this.
Please stop playing it.
But every time I hear that, I just think of like 2007's YouTube and I just like watch that.
Play that theme?
Yeah, it does play the theme. Zep's theme. And then like recommended is like Barney dies and it's like a JPEG of Barney getting shot by a terrible JPEG of an AK and it gets like 4 million views.
I think they might have, like, it's kind of like a reprise of Zep's theme, and they renamed it Zeke's theme for Spiral. But, yeah, they play that theme. Absolutely absurd. I think they were trying to make a statement, which I don't mind, but Saw, not the type
you of thing. You reminded me. The ending credits song was fucking trash. The fuck? Yeah. You said something about like...
It's 21 Savage.
Was it?
Is it? Yeah, that's who it was.
I listened to it. I was listening to the lyrics like, I got no bologna because I got all that bread. He said like after that, Eric Cartman taking number 2.
Spiral. It kept saying, let me look at it. It was 21 Savage.
Right? I was listening. It was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Eric Cartman? Bologna's bread?
If Chris Rock was not so involved with this film, I would call foul because I just hate like the weird trope of black main character equals rap song at the end of the movie. Though, if you look at Venom, Eminem. Venom.
Terrible song. Right,
so, so the lyrics, the first thing that you're talking about, everything I do 10 steps ahead. My youngin's got them bodies. He's still pissing the bed. Keep the code of silence. Don't repeat what I said. Keep all the baloney. I just came for the bread. My hood know for wildin'. I don't promote the violence. I done been through all the trials and tribulations. Now I'm smiling. Say he wanted smoke. We at the table doing the plotting. We gonna slide. Wet your shit up. Make you home before you hear a siren. Big facts. Spiral by 21 Savage.
Where's the Eric Cartman part?
Oh, let me see if I can.
I want to know what he actually said.
This is great. Great content, guys. You're really knocking it out of the park.
Hey, this has to relate to the movie.
Yeah. Honestly, like that, I think the ending credits, like, I think that lowered the score by 1 point for me. It's like, this is, I don't know what was worse, Venom or that.
Yeah, I don't really mind ending a horror movie with a dumb rap song, you know. It's better than Venom, I'll say that. God damn it, just say what you read.
This is gonna be it. I make sure the beef gets Swiss cheese. I'm from 20 East where they killing thieves. Stone's got my ears feeling like Christmas Eve's. Before you bend over, baby, get on your knees. Drive by, jump out the window, we tie-dye. Say it, touch me, that's a lie. She fried, she fucking the gang, we call her Five Guys. I'm so high, I thought I skydived.
We'll find the Eric Cartman shit later. We'll find that later.
We're going on 40 minutes.
Let's
now.
Talk about Savage. The fucking ending of the movie, not the fucking song after the ending. So,
I call her Five Guys.
I think this movie has... I don't want to say an agenda. That's like an annoying term that like right wing people use. But they're definitely like saying something about police corruption.
I kind of felt
and
like
brutality
like that. I felt like that was a theme throughout it.
It was not written during like the, you know, Black Lives Matter stuff. And like after George Floyd happened,
you are getting canceled.
I'm not getting canceled. I believe in police reform 100%. I feel like this is definitely going for that. Like, you know, I don't mind them going after the cops in the movie. I feel like they were afraid to do that or something in the originals. This guy, this new killer, has a thing against cops because a cop killed his dad.
Specifically, not just cops in general, specifically the ones that are going behind what the law is set to do and like taking matters in their own hands, which I think most sensible people would agree is not something that should be done. you know, people that are taking advantage
of. Not even taking laws into their own hands, just being corrupt, just doing illegal shit. Like, they're not like being the good guys, but breaking the rules. They're just being bad guys. They're killing people. All the guys, I would say, I don't think you should kill people that you don't like, but they kind of deserved it when you think about it. Maybe not all equally. Like, the guy at the beginning was maybe the least offensive.
I don't even know what he did.
He lied in trials a bunch, I guess, and got people locked up.
Which is so fucked.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, did he need to...
Apples to oranges a little bit with some of these.
You're the head of the police force. Now, here's some tar for your head.
Your face, yeah. It's... The ending is... So basically, Samuel Jackson's character is Zeke's father, the former head of police.
No way.
Yeah.
and the SWAT team comes up and they see a black man. And what they do? They fucking shoot him up.
Yeah. The Jigsaw killer rigs up him. So he goes up like a puppet, and then like a little piece of metal or something sticks out and it makes his hand go up, and all the SWAT members, who are actually morons, just shoot him because they're like, oh, he's got a weapon.
He's got a gun.
Yeah. And they immediately light him up. It's absurd.
And then the villain slips away down the elevator shaft.
Yeah. Down the the slowly closing elevator.
I love how it's closing. And Chris Rock is like, no.
And he goes
slow-mo.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, because that's what he did to him.
Yeah.
As his dad got shot.
Yeah. I actually just realized that as well.
Holy shit. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's not a good callback. the movie's bad. I enjoyed it. Let's give our ratings.
Hold on. All right.
Here's my question. I'm sorry.
All right. If you could have one pointless superpower, it can't benefit you or anyone else, what would it be? And I can go first if you want me to go.
All right.
Pointless isn't what?
So mine would
be not saving lives.
Let's see his example.
So, like, you know how, like, sometimes, like, you'll do, like, something that's fucking sweet. Like, let's say, like, I go to...
Freaking sweet.
No, like, let's say that, like, I wanted to, like, I don't know, like, fucking toss a pencil across the room and get it to land directly in the small little
room. Oh, okay.
Like, you do that and you're like, holy shit, you could not do that again if you tried. Like, my superpower would be I could do that again. Like, I could do it back to back if I wanted on something cool.
Mine would be playing the first three chords of Wonderwall.
Nice. That's
not really a super. You can just learn that in 5 minutes.
But it would be
don't
neat.
Have the patience. That would be better if I just knew.
That
it.
Would be his pointless superpower. Pointless. So mine would be the ability to do something again that you probably couldn't do again.
Yeah, mine would be I would summon like a portal every time I lift my hand to go in the fridge. I don't have to get up and get it. I just summon the portal. And there's the fridge. I just pick it out and there it goes.
But the portal can only go into the fridge.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say.
You got to make it pointless.
Well, but then he doesn't have to walk to the fridge. So is that.
That's kind of pointless. Like, I guess it's not that long of a walk.
Mine impresses people. So I guess. Okay.
Mine kind of impresses people. Mostly annoys them.
I don't know. If I saw somebody like lift their hand, there's a portal to his fridge. I don't know. I'd be kind of impressed.
What's a game you've never been able to beat?
Beat?
Yeah. Like, you really want to beat it, but it's just too tough or you get too frustrated.
Pac-Man?
Pac-Man? You can't beat Pac-Man.
You can.
You can't.
You can get
there's got to be a cap.
No, you can. So, there is an actual...
The fucking kills screen. Yeah. Fucking shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. That's how you
No, let Jackson... There's let Jackson... Let Kenneth talk.
There's a point in Pac-Man when you get to, like, a certain... It's like the old school machines. You get to a certain number of points.
Regular.
If you're a zoomer, they're called arcade machines. You put a quarter and you play it.
And when you get to this point, like the graphics and all the coding on it starts to fuck up. And so like it slowly like eats away at the screen. So it's like a kill screen. Like you can't, but you got to get to like fucking 25 billion or something.
Wow.
Anyways, that was my question. So pointless power. I'm going to do things twice that aren't beneficial. You're playing the first three chords of Wonderwall. And Jackson has a teleporter that just goes into his fridge. It doesn't open the door. It just goes into the fridge.
All right, boys.
All right. What would you rate this movie?
Yeah.
This is our longest podcast.
What would you rank this movie from F- to S+?
I'd probably give it a C+. Like, it was good, but a lot of it was predictable. comparing it to the other Saw films, I've missed two, so I don't know if it's as beneficial, but like I just didn't think it was quite up to par as the other ones, at least not what I was expecting. Nothing bad, but I just C plus, pretty average.
Jackson, go.
Yeah, C plus. Like honestly, better than like all the most Saw movies.
Yeah.
But you know, nothing I really hated. I guess besides the fucking ending credits song.
Yeah. I feel like as a Saw fan, you'd think I'd give it more leeway, maybe, but I'm actually feeling a little bit more critical towards it because I feel like they had a goal of improving it drastically and making it a better franchise, and they only improved it marginally. It's not that different. It's not that much more interesting. In fact, the traps, I'd say, were worse and less interesting.
I agree.
I think it was better than Jigsaw, but comes nowhere near, say, Saw 1 through 4, which are pretty much the peak of those movies. I mean, again, not great movies overall, but great fun to watch. I'm going to give it a D plus, a hopeful D plus, because I hope they make a Spiral 2. I want to see more. I want them to keep going. I want another fucking 6 movies, to be honest. I want them to be as absurd as the original.
I want them to kill all cops.
Every single one.
No,
they
not
just
really.
The next movie, they disband the police force.
Whoa.
Before we get to your rating, just to go off yours, I mean,
we already rated.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you agree.
D plus, C
but
plus.
So if they, but that's what I'm confused with. So like, if they continue, they already know who the fucking guy is.
Yeah.
He can't just target that police task force anymore. Like,
well, I think at a certain point they knew who Jigsaw was.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like, you think he's just going to continue to take down cops in that one local police force?
Or maybe he can just go after, like, you know, corrupt politicians next.
Yeah,
or
maybe. Like,
corrupt, I don't know.
They did kind of really limit themselves with this new killer. Like, if he's just going to do cops, yeah, that is kind of boring.
Because he doesn't seem like a serial, like, he's not going to go, oh, well, you fucking didn't pay your last 5 parking tickets. It's time for you to pay.
Well, if you have 5 parking tickets, what the fuck?
Exactly. That's why you should go on his
And tracks. You got to wonder if Chris Rock's character will take him up on his offer. Like, yeah, he's going to be mad as fuck that his dad got killed. But people in Saw don't make sense. And they will join Jigsaw or whoever this guy. He doesn't really have an alias in the movie. They tend to join them, whether it makes sense or not.
Can we wrap this up? I really got pissed.
Yeah, we can.
It's been 50 minutes. 50 minutes. Holy shit. This is our longest one.
50 minutes, lads.
Which still isn't terrible.
No, I mean, our others were like 40 minutes.
But here's the thing. I feel like we've had episodes where like we've gone more off track. This one, I feel like it's still pretty put together.
I
disagree.
We had a little off topic.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you like this podcast, please feel free to check out my other podcast, Post Hardcore and More, where me and my friend Casey review new music and interview alternative bands. Also, feel free to follow us at Lads Movie Night at Instagram and new. Twitter.
Really?
There's some big things coming up. You probably heard it at the beginning of the episode. Next episode will be on its own feed.
We got a Snapchat?
No, and we will never have a Snapchat.
Discord?
No, not yet.
Dig? TikTok?
We do not have Dig. No TikToks. If you want to do a TikTok, you can make a TikTok.
What's the extremely conservative Telegraph? What's it called? The one?
The Roll Tide?
No, the thing where they got banned off of Twitter. What's it called?
Donald Trump.
No, it's not. Never mind. Keep going.
Yeah. Some cool stuff is coming up. Episode 9 will be on its own separate feed, and we're going to be doing bigger and better shit. So look out for that. Thank you for watching. The show has been going great. We've done 8 weeks. Jackson's about to piss himself. message us on Instagram and Twitter, Lads Movie Night. What you think of the show, what movies you want us to see, and how much you hate Kenneth. Bye.
Bye-bye.